We've been talking about a proof-of-concept experiment, experimental feasibility experiment. Is that designed to determine in lay terms whether it makes sense for the company to continue on with further experiments of that nature?
Yes, that's correct. In a proof-of-concept experiment, it would be designed to test whether it makes sense to pursue that line further, yes.
The goals that Dr. Zarnik was given that we've looked at, Exhibit 227, the 30, 60, and 90-day goals, talks about experiments designed to show proof of concept, right?
Concept is on the 60-day, yes, that's correct.
Second, under 30-day experimental proof of concept, 60-day and 90-day experimental proof of concept.
It says feasibility.
Same thing?
No, not really. Proof of concept really means, will the thing work? Feasibility is, I would say we're splitting hairs maybe, but taking it beyond that. You've already proved that it works. Will it work at a more advanced level?
The purpose of these experiments would be to decide whether it makes sense to go forward with binary oligo encoding experiments, right?
That's correct.
Now, who at Illumina has worked on binary oligo encoding after Dr. Zarnik left?
I don't know. There are 200-some people there. I really don't know.
Who is in charge of this important area of binary oligo encoding today?
It's not on the critical path for the company because it's... At this stage, they've solved their encoding problems. It would be a useful additional capability, but I suspect nobody is working on it at this point.
If we could take one look at the agenda you were asked to look at, the SAB agenda, 116.
I have it in front of me.
I think from Ms. Espinoza's questioning, you didn't understand the nature of my questioning. So I want to repeat something.
Okay.
This is the actual agenda for the January 2000 meeting, right?
Uh-huh.
Correct?
I believe so.
What I was asking you about, Dr. Walt, is not whether this agenda that we're looking at was revised. Rather, what I was asking you about is, isn't it true that there was a prior agenda before this one that had on it discussion topics relating to experimental problems and scientific problems?
And so my answer is, this is the only agenda that I saw.
Any information, one way or another, in terms of whether Dr. Zarnik prepared an agenda before this that spoke to experimental problems or scientific challenges?
I have no information one way or another.
Nothing further.
Anything further?
No.
We'll take our recess. We'll be in recess until tomorrow morning. Please remember the admonition not to form or express any opinions about the case, not to discuss the case among yourselves or with anyone else. We'll be in recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Have a pleasant evening. See you at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'd like counsel here at 8:45 tomorrow morning in case something comes up. Thank you very much.